I'm Peggy Sellers, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your daily life. In Acts 3, we read about the crippled man who was carried every day to the beautiful gate. He hoped for a small gift. He had been crippled all of his life, and he had no hope of anything more. But when Peter and John came by and said, "Look at us," the man turned their way, giving them his full attention. He hoped only for a coin, but what he got was far more. "In the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, walk," Peter said, as he pulled the man to his feet. In that brief second, the man's feet and ankles became stronger than they had ever been in his entire life. He walked, he leaped, and he praised God. As the crowd gathers, Peter uses this opportunity to tell them about Jesus, and he doesn't pull any punches. "You disowned the Holy and Righteous One," verse 14 says. Or as the Complete Jewish Bible says it, "You killed the author of life." But, Peter goes on, "God has raised him from the dead. God fulfilled what he had announced in advance when he spoke through the prophets. Therefore, repent and turn to God so that your sins may be erased. God has sent his servant, whom he raised up so that he might bless you by turning each one of you from your evil ways." If the crippled man had not turned, he would have remained as he was, unable to stand, let alone walk or leap. If we do not turn to the one who can erase our sin, we will remain just as we are, unable to live, for we are crippled in our own sinfulness. Peter and John were arrested for preaching about Jesus after the crippled man was healed. They were asked, "By what power or in what name did you do this?" Peter is once again filled with the Holy Spirit and lets them know that it is the name of Jesus, the same one that they had executed and who had risen again. Peter proclaims boldly, "There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by whom we must be saved." There is no other name, no other Savior, no other healer, no other cornerstone, no other Messiah, no other hope. Peter and John were released and went home rejoicing. They prayed for boldness to proclaim this message. The church grew, the people were united, and abundant grace was upon them all. Father, we praise you for the wonderful and precious gift that you have given to all who will trust you. We pray for boldness and grace to proclaim the salvation that only Jesus can provide. Fill your church again, Holy Spirit. May the power and glory of the name of Jesus be made known through us today so that others will turn to him too. May there be a great harvest of souls for the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The Daily Thread is a podcast from the Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, caccma.org.